Brian Helsworth with the Senate Majority Leader Mike Kehoe. We're here in Jefferson City. Just covered Senator Blunt talking about the issue of mental health, and we'll touch on that in just a moment because that's a huge issue. 8,000 disabled Missourians and people with nursing home care, I know that's a huge issue for you. Scott Fitzpatrick and Mike Cunningham have been working on it. Senator, what's your sense? Do you think we'll see an agreement?
Well, the Representative Fitzpatrick and Senator Cunningham have been working very hard. I've talked to both of them recently, Senator Cunningham, every day, multiple times a day. I think we do have a plan to go forward. I know that plan is going to be rolled out to the governor very soon in the next couple of days, and we're hoping that he's supportive of that because I don't think he wants those people displaced as well either. It's part of a new administration coming in with the budget issues and everybody kind of not understanding where all the different pieces of the puzzle need to land, and now it's our turn to fix it.
So fair to say that you believe that a plan will be submitted by Cunningham and by Fitzpatrick to the governor in the next couple of days?
Yeah, they're both working together very well. We have a great relationship with the House, as you know, and
yes.
I know the governor's interested to hear what some of those ideas are, and we're going to work through that in the next couple of days.
Yeah, and we should see it. Are you optimistic?
I am optimistic. You know, the need is there. It has not changed at all from when we first started talking about it. As you know, the Senate had a fix that we sent over to the House. They voted on it, and the governor didn't see that that was the right avenue. So now we're presenting another avenue for him to consider.
Final question, unrelated. Well, I guess unrelated, although it's a very important issue. You were here today with Senator Blunt. I just had a chance to interview him along with the other reporters. Basically, Senator, you heard what he said. He said that mental health should be treated like any other healthcare issue, and he says that there's been studies in other counties that show if you do it like that, you either break even or save money. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think he's dead on. For one, I'm a big fan of the community health center model. I think they've done a great job, specifically here in Jefferson City, but all across our state. And when Senator Blunt said that, I've never heard anybody put it that way, and it kind of hit me. Normally you don't hear politicians, quite frankly, talking that in that exact terms. But he's right. I think the more we can bring awareness to this, you heard him say that one out of four Missourians have a mental health issue that they get treated for but still live their daily life. And one out of nine was a statistic that's out there that they have a mental health issue that probably disrupts their way of normal life. So the numbers are staggering, and for us to embrace it and try to help those friends and neighbors and family members, I think, is more important now than ever.
Absolutely. Anything you would like to add?
No, I was glad to be a part of this today, and like I said, I'm glad that the community health center model in the state of Missouri qualified for that federal pilot program because we in Missouri, they know how to do it, and these guys that run this place are fantastic. So I'm sure they'll take full advantage of it.
Always good to see you.
Thanks, Brian.